And now it's time to talk about school choice. Coming up, school choice week, January 23 through the 29th, a chance for parents looking for flexible K through 12 learning options for their children. National School Choice Week. Here to talk about that is the president of National School Choice Week, Andrew Campanella. We always enjoy having Andrew on, getting people excited about choosing the right school. Good morning, Andrew. How are you today?
Good morning. I'm doing great, and thanks for having me on.
All right, let's talk about now. You did a survey this past year asking, parents and things what they think about school choice. What are some of the results from the survey?
Sure. The results were stunning. 51% of U.S. parents said that they are considering or within the past year considered finding a new or different school for at least one of the kids in their household. And the result of that is that one in six kids switched schools last year. We also see among parents who didn't look at schools last year, 18% say they're going to start the process for the 2022-2023 school year. So what this means is families across the country in record numbers are looking at their public, charter, private, online, magnet, and faith-based and homeschooling options.
Andrew, did those same parents, the 51%, say why they might consider a change?
They did. The top ranked choices of why parents are motivated to make a change. First, parents want a higher quality education for their kids. And second, they're tired of the COVID-related disruptions to their children's education. COVID has been a huge motivator for parents to look at their education options and to evaluate all the different choices out there.
Yeah, I bet you've seen that sort of turn things upside down because it's sometimes the parents became the teachers or they were now able to sort of see how their kids are learning or what things they're being taught. So that's where sort of this, you know, hyper interest became part of it. You mentioned about choosing it for like individual kids and your children as well. How easy or difficult is it to kind of segment one child at this school, one child doing at this school, that type of thing?
Well, more and more families are doing that, and it's almost multiple choice families in terms of schooling, choosing one school for one child and a different learning environment for another. And families are able to juggle it and balance it because they know that what might be a great learning environment for one of the kids in their household is just not a good fit for another. Thankfully, there are more school choices in Ohio and across the country for parents today than ever before. So you can look at public, charter, magnet, private, online, and home. Look at the options near you and start now. Don't wait, because if you start now, you'll find that you have enough time to go through the process.
Tell me a little bit about that process. To me, it seems a little overwhelming. I'm not sure where to start.
Yes, and many families say that too. They think it's too overwhelming and complicated. But what families need to remember is that they are the experts on their own children. They can harness the power of their own intuition about their children, about the environments where their children are most likely to thrive. And if they ask a lot of questions and don't let the education jargon trip them up, they'll be able to go about the process and look at schools. The biggest piece of advice in our survey that families have for other moms and dads who are starting this process is to keep the focus of the school search process on your own child's needs, and then to go visit schools in person and ask questions.
You mentioned how COVID and all the different regulations maybe have changed things around. It sort of sometimes seems like it's a moving target. What are some of the things that people are trying to, you know, to find out now that'll still apply when they get into the school?
Well, it's definitely a moving target when you have some schools deciding to close at 11 p.m. the night before. Parents who are working find themselves really lost. What do we do? Do we not go to work? Do we stay home with the kids? Do we leave them? Do they transition for a day to online learning? So families want to know how to better predict whether a school will close for remote learning. And when people talk about school choice as it relates to the pandemic, what families want are environments where their kids will get a higher quality education and they will be able to understand how decisions in those schools are made so that they can plan their families' lives.
When you are choosing a school, how long are you committed to that school?
Oh, that's a great question. You are committed to that school for as long as you think your child is doing well there, or until you can find a different option that is a better fit. Generally, we like it when families choose schools and are able to stay there because they've made a choice that works for their child. But don't let time be something that really is a barrier for you making a change. Don't say, well, you know, we've only been here a year. We've got to give it more time. If it's a terrible environment for your child, by all means, start looking. But give yourself enough time to go through the process. If you're looking for a new school for the next school year in August or September, you need to start that process now so that you can look at all those options, ask a lot of questions, go to school fairs, go to open houses, and really make a good decision. 47% of parents who looked at schools last year said they wish they had started earlier.
And what's the process for paying for this, or how do those vouchers work? What's that kind of paperwork look like?
Well, there are a lot of different types of school choice out there. So in Ohio, you have open enrollment, which allows families to choose schools that are outside of their zone but in their district, and in some cases outside of their district, and that's free. Public charter schools, free to attend. Public magnet schools, free to attend. Online public schools, free to attend. Private schools, Ohio has some of the best financial aid programs and scholarship programs for students who otherwise would not be able to afford attending private and faith-based schools. You go to our website, which is schoolchoiceweek.com, and click on the state of Ohio. You'll have a step-by-step guide to figuring out all of those private school choice programs. And, of course, homeschooling, which does cost some families money. You decide what type of curriculum you want to use and how much money you want to spend.
You could do this as just a parent, or you can sort of, and I don't want to say you can involve the child because they're the ones who are going to that. How's the best to kind of get them involved and excited about this process?
Well, it definitely depends on their age, and it also depends on the reasons you're making a change. So if your child is very young and unable to really express an opinion about the different environments, it might not be as beneficial to have such long discussions with them, but you might want to bring them to different schools. Now, if you're choosing a different school for your child because of behavioral issues or things like that, you just have to remember that at the end of the day, you are the parent, and you want them to be happy, and you want them to be successful, but sometimes you do have to make tough choices. Now, the situation where you and the child agree that the school that child attending is not a good fit, involve them every step of the way in finding a better fit. But it's really a decision the parents have to make on the situation and the reason that they're going about the search process.
Where can people get some good information about this and maybe start the process for school choice?
Go to schoolchoiceweek.com. We have free resources, the largest portfolio of school search resources available for families. It's all practical and totally jargon-free.
Sounds good. And obviously, you find your state and you find the schools in your area, and that's the best way to go about it. Andrew, we appreciate your time this morning. Thank you for sharing with us today.
Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
Andrew Campanella joining us as the president of National School Choice Week since 2012. Again, schoolchoiceweek.com. They've designated National School Choice Week as being January 23rd through January 29th.